यमुना तीरावन्नचारी यमुना तीरावन्नचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जान वाला गिरिवार दारी गोपी जान वाला गिरिवार दारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन्नचारी यमुना तीरावन्नचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जागना जय बालदे जय सुभद्रा Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Ashtotra Shatta Shishimad, His Divine Grace, Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Ashtotra Shatta Shishimad, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Premsika Hose Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Kiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Granth Srimad Bhagavatam Granta Raja Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prestai Bhutare Shrimati Girira Swami Niti Namne Namaste Bhakti Vedanta Swami Devi Nama Sankirtana Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Samasta Deshtarine. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Reading from the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Samam Bonum, chapter 1. The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text 11. Deham Manusham Asritya Kati Varshani Vrishnibhi Yadupuryam Saha Vatsit Patnyakatya Bhavan Prabhu Deham Manusham Ashritya Kati Varshani Vrishnibhi Yadupuryam Sahavasit Punyakatya Bhavan Prabhu Deham manusham ashritya Kati varshani vrishnibhi Yadupuryam saha vatsit Patnyakatya bhavan prabho. Deham manusham asritya Kati varshani vrishnibhi Yadupuryam sahavatsit Katya patya bhavan prabho Deham manushama shritya Kati varshani vrishnibhi Yadupuryam sahavatsit Patnya katya bhavan prabho Deham manushama shritya Kati varshani vrishnibhi Yadupuryam sahavatsit Patnya katya bhavan prabho Deham manushama shritya Kati varshani vrishnibhi Yadupuryam sahadvatsit Patnya katya bhavan prabhu Deham body Manusham, exactly like a man. Asritya, accepting. Kati varshani, how many years? Vrishnibhi, in the company of the Vrishnis, those who were born in the Vrishni family. Yadupuryam, in Dwarka, in the residential quarters of the Yadus. Saha, with. Avatsit, the Lord lived. Patnyaha, wives. Kati, how many? Abhavan, were there. Prabhu, of the Lord. Translation. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body, yet he appears as a human being. For how many years did he live with the descendants of Vrishni? How many wives did he marry? And for how many years did he live in Dwarka? So please repeat. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body, yet he appears as a human being. For how many years did he live with the descendants of Vrishni? How many wives did he marry? And for how many years did he live in Dwarka? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In many places, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Satchidananda Vigraha, possessing a spiritual, blissful body. His bodily features is Narakriti, that is exactly like that of a human being. Here, the same idea is repeated in the words Manusham Ashritya, which indicate that he accepts a body exactly like that of a man. Everywhere it is confirmed that Krishna is never nirakara, or formless. He has his form exactly like that of a human being. There is no doubt about this. Deham manushama shritya kati varshani vrishnibhi yadupuryam saha vatsit Patnya katya bhavan prabhu. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body, yet he appears as a human being. For how many years did he live with the descendants of Vrishni? How many wives did he marry? And for how many years did he live in Dwarka? Om ajnanati mirandasya jnananjana chalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, was opening my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge, and which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance. Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead. So here we're starting the 10th canto entitled Summum Bonum. Summum Bonum is a title that Prabhupada dovetailed from a saying of Cicero, he was a Roman philosopher, I believe in the pre-Christian era. And summum means the highest, and bonum means good in Latin. And it's something that he borrowed from the Greeks, the Greek philosophers, who had this notion of the ideal good, So the summum bonum, the ideal good, the highest good, is, as we know, Lord Krishna. And as it's declared in the pages of the Bhagavatam. So here, the beginning of the 10th canto, Parikshit Maharaj is asking all these questions about the appearance of Lord Krishna. We've gone through the nine cantos preceding this as a preparation and a purification and infusion of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this mature world, how he appears in different incarnations and all the different pure devotees that are surrendered unto the Supreme Lord, and the path that they took, so many pastimes. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amala Purana. It is spotless. There is no defect at all in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is also full of nectar. And here, 10th canto, we're coming to the most sweet and richest nectar of them all, the pastimes of Lord Krishna that he's exhibiting in Vrindavan and Mathura and Dwarka with his most intimate devotees, the gopis, the gopas, the cows, the whole land of Vrindavan, his queens in Dwarka. So here this point is made by Parikshit Maharaj and picked up by Srila Prabhupada, is that Krishna, when he appears in a human form, in his original human form, his body is spiritual. It's Satchitananda Vigraha, full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. It is not an ordinary body like ours. There is absolutely no contamination of the material modes of nature in Krishna's body. And I was just reading today, I started studying the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I study this every day. And this is quite appropriate. Text 6 of chapter 4 reads, Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim svam adhisthaya sambhavam yatma mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Personally, I don't have much realization about the form of God. I'm still working on the name of God. Prabhupada, in several places in his writings, his books, he describes that there's a natural progression of realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it begins with God's name. One has to become qualified to chant the holy name before we can go on to the next step, which is to appreciate the transcendental form of the Lord. And then from the form of the Lord, we appreciate the qualities of the Lord. And then from the qualities of the Lord, we appreciate the pastimes of the Lord. And then from the pastimes of the Lord, we appreciate the devotees of the Lord, pure devotees. So I'm still struggling with the holy name, trying to be, but occasionally we can appreciate that Krishna reveals himself, his forms, his pastimes, his qualities, his entourage, devotees. I've read several times the whole Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita many times, Chaitanya Charitamrita, other books, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, teachings of Queen Kunti, teachings of Lord Kapila, the Second Chance, so many places, but there's one particular passage that for me, has special significance in terms of what it is that we're doing here. What is the process that has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada? Mahajano yena gata sapanta. One should accept the path, the progressive path that is advocated by the Mahajans or the great souls. So this passage is from the last paragraph of chapter 18, Lord Chaitanya is instructing Prakashananda Saraswati. And this is in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. If you'll bear with me, I'll recite it. It's so important, I've taken the time to recite it in the trouble. So, and every morning I recite it, as a matter of fact, because it's so deep. And it goes, a bona fide spiritual master chants the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the transcendental vibration enters the ear of the disciple. And if the disciple follows in the footsteps of his spiritual master and chants the holy name with a similar respect, this chanting constitutes worship of the transcendental name. When the transcendental name is worshipped by the devotees, the name himself spreads his glories within the heart of the devotee. When the devotee is perfectly qualified in chanting the transcendental vibration of the holy name, he is quite fit to become a spiritual master and to deliver all the people of the world. The chanting of the holy name is so powerful that it gradually establishes its supremacy above everything in the world. The devotee who chants it becomes transcendentally situated in ecstasy and sometimes laughs, cries, and dances in his ecstasy. Sometimes the unintelligent put hindrances in the path of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but one who is situated on the platform of love of God continues to chant loudly for the benefit of all concerned. As a result, everyone becomes initiated into the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting and hearing the holy names of Krishna, a person can remember the forms and qualities of Krishna. So this last line, by chanting and hearing the names of Krishna, one can remember the forms and qualities of Krishna. So there's Prabhupada's indicating one place that there's this progression, by chanting and hearing. So there's in this whole, I find this whole paragraph completely sums up in a nutshell what the whole process is that Prabhupada and the whole parampara is presenting to us, coming from Lord Chaitanya, the Six Goswamis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladeva Vidyabhushana, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, it's all coming down to parampara. So this is the Yuga Dharma. Rules and regulations in terms of worship of the Lord in the temple. And when I was recently reinitiated and I was given my second, Gayatri mantras, my Gurudev told me that there is a certain power simply in repeating the mantras. But if one understands the meaning and the purpose of the mantras, then one gets a lot more benefit from chanting these mantras. So in the same way, we have this process of Pancharatri Vidhi, temple worship, and Bhagavat Marg, which is the process of chanting and the holy name. Sometimes the unintelligent put hindrances in the path of chanting the holy names, but one who is situated on the platform of love of God continues to chant holy names loudly for the benefit of all concerned. As a result, everyone becomes initiated into the chanting of the holy names. So that's Bhagavat Marga. One can become initiated without having to take any vows, follow any rules and regulations. That's one kind of initiation. And then there's the formal initiation of Pancharatri Vidhi, where we accept the spiritual master, we take vows, we follow regulative principles, we follow the instructions of the spiritual master, we engage in worship of the deities. Now, of the two, I have heard that Bhagavat Marg is superior. And because it is the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names is the Yuga Dharma, whereas Pancharatri Vidhi is the worship of the deity in the temple is from a previous age. And yet, these two processes have been woven together. And one place where we find this is the prayers by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that he wrote in glorification of his spiritual master, the Gurvastika prayers every morning. For example, verse 2 is Mahaprabhu kirtana nitya gita vaditrama janmana sorasena romancha kampa shrutairanga bhajo vande guru shri charanara. And so the spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind. Sometimes his hair stands on end. He feels quivering in his body, and tears flow from his eyes like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances to such a spiritual master. So the result of Bhagavat Marga is one attains pure devotional service, ecstatic devotional service. The result of Pancharatriki Vidhi is liberation, certainly, but one doesn't come to the point of spontaneous, ecstatic, pure devotional service. Now, one example of someone who was initiated and was very powerful in his preaching, but he was not initiated in the formal sense, is George Harrison. He asked Srila Prabhupada if he should take initiation and join Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada said no. You know, he said just continue chanting, writing songs, and because in 1970 he wrote this My Sweet Lord. Actually, he didn't write it for himself. He wrote it for Billy Preston, I think. And I've heard his recording, and it just doesn't hold a light at all, the candle, to George Harrison's performance of that song. And to this day, there's so much emotion in that song. You can feel it from George Harrison singing it. Billy Preston is just cold. Well, anyway, not comparatively speaking, I mean, it's nice. Now, if we just take one process, Pancharatriki Vidhi, our progress will be slow, and we won't reach the ecstatic level of spontaneous love of God, Raghunatha. And if we just take, on the other hand, the Bhagavata Marg, we study and chant, but without following rules and regulations, without taking vows, then our progress will be slow there too. But if we merge the two, as indicated by our acharyas and has brought to us, and this is the process that the Mahajans have given to us, then we're following the process of deity worship and chanting the holy names and preaching and studying the scriptures, then our progress is much faster. And it's regular and assured. Our progress is assured. For example, well, there's this other verse in verse 3. Shivi grahara danani chanana shingaratan mandiram arjanado yuktasya bhaktam chaniunjatopi vande guru si charanarvindam. So the spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Shishi, Radha, and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean the temple, and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. So there's a merging of these two, teasing together, a blending, a weaving that is very powerful, much more powerful than one taken alone or the other taken alone. But if they're combined together, there's great power in it for our purification, for the growth of the movement for spreading Krishna consciousness. So, but one should understand. I'm trying to understand that the Bhagavata Marga, the path of spontaneous devotion, it provides the highest goal, and it is the process of that's most relishable. I want to say it's got rasa in it. So that's kind of what I wanted to share with you today. If there's any questions, I think we go till 8:30, is that right? Karuna Nidhi Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
So, how can you explain that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that in aquatic I am something, I forgot who is that, shark, okay, and in among tree I am aswastha. So like that, so we are giving specifically that is man, he has form like man in this verse, that Prabhupada, so just how can you explain?
I'm not sure I understood the question. How can I explain that Krishna has a human-like form? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, this is in this verse.
Well, actually, it's not that Krishna has a human-like form. It's that humans have a Krishna-like form, because he's the origin of everything. His original form is two-handed. In Braja, Krishna, his original form is two-handed, and then from that two-handed form, Baladev comes. He's also two-handed. Then from Baladev, other incarnations or manifestations, expansions come, and they're four-handed. And there's the Chaturvyuha, several of them. In Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Naniruddha. And then down the line, there's Narayan, who's four-handed form, and he manifests himself into Karuna Dakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and from him, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu comes. Then Kshira Dakshaya Vishnu, and the super soul in the hearts of all living entities, and the super soul that's controlling everything in the world. So they're four-handed. Other forms have eight arms. Universal form has an unlimited number of forms. But the original form is Krishna, and humans are Krishna-like forms. It's not that Krishna has a human-like form. It's not anthropomorphism. But as Lord Brahma offers in his prayers that we listen to every morning, is that Krishna's form is not limited like our form. So we can only see with our eyes. We cannot eat with our eyes. All the different limbs of the Lord can perform all the different functions of the Lord. And if we look at our form, we have skin, and then inside the body we have bones, we have different organs like lungs and stomach and the brain. But there's no difference for Krishna's inside and Krishna's outside. There's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's mind. And it's all absolute. It's all inconceivable. But simply by receiving this knowledge from through the parampara system to the authorized spiritual masters, then even though it's inconceivable, we can appreciate it, we can understand it. Others that try to understand this inconceivable thing simply by the empirical exploration or imagination, it boggles them. But it's simply the fact that we have heard submissively from the spiritual master, then these qualities of Krishna, we begin to appreciate them in a limited sort of way, because Krishna's, just like Krishna's names are unlimited, his qualities are unlimited, his pastimes are unlimited. Unlimited means they go on and on, and there's just unlimited variety of different things that are going on at every minute. We just had Gaur Purnima yesterday, and I'm very fond of reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right now I'm reading Chaitanya Bhagavatam, but they're both authors say that I am simply touching on a little drop of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, appearing in the form of a devotee, that I wouldn't, even Lord Shesha with his thousands of mouths and continues to chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya for all eternity, cannot complete it, come to the end of it. It's just going on. So these pastimes are presented to us just to get a little glimpse of what these pastimes are. And, you know, Lord Chaitanya was here 48 years on this, manifested on this planet for 48 years, but from the moment of his birth all the way to his leaving, disappearing, every moment was nectar. It was nectar for his parents, Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, and for all the residents of Navadvip, and all the youthful pastimes. Mischievous pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, breaking pots and sitting on mountains. We only get a little glimpse of it because this is going on moment after moment after moment. And same thing with Krishna. Of course, it's the same thing. It's the same person. And because Krishna's form may be two-handed, but it's not an ordinary form like ours, he can expand himself into many different Vaibhava Prakash, you know, dance with each gopi, and they each think that they're with him. This is Krishna's form, you know. And we can't do that, but Krishna can. We've heard it, and we appreciate it somewhat.
Hi again. How can you justify that in Upanishad it is stated, apahani pado javani grihita pasyati achakhusas srunoti akarna. He doesn't have hand, he doesn't have ears, but he's here.
Well, Prabhupada explains in the purport that he has, when he says apahani, it means he doesn't have hands. He doesn't have material hands, but still he accepts, right? And he has no legs, but still he runs faster than anybody. It's because he doesn't have material legs. And his powers are inconceivable. He can accept just by hearing, right? His different organs are interchangeable. Not just Krishna, but Vishnu. All of Vishnu expansions, they're all on the same platform of absolute.
Thank you for the nice class. So my question was, I was just hearing a Prabhupada lecture, and he said that if Krishna condemns a person, then there is a gap of millions of years before that person can have mercy again. And so if we attain a human form of life, and if we treat Krishna as a person, there are many chances where we can offend him and be condemned. So the inner rebel within, like a person, the inner rebel which does not want to submit to Krishna, to surrender fully, how can one rectify that inner rebel in a person, in one's own self?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. I have a problem. And this year I have buzzing. This year I don't hear so good. There's a big echo in the room, and you have a little bit of an accent. All of that, I couldn't understand much. I heard about you, how can a rebelling...
Like one's natural propensity to rebel against God, or not fully surrender to God, how can that be rectified?
How can it be rectified? How can our rebellious nature be rectified, because we don't want to surrender to God? Well, that's what material nature is here for. It's Krishna's danda, his stick of punishment. So we're rebellious, and therefore we're put in the prison house of the material world, the correctional institution. And Krishna will do, with one act, he will do many different things. So we're putting, as rebellious spirit souls, we're put into this material world because our rebellious attitude is that, why should I surrender to Krishna? I want to be Krishna. I want to be God. So we're put into this place where we can imagine that we're God. We can try to be God. We're covered over by a false ego that says, yes, I am God. No, I am the controller, I'm the enjoyer. How do we get rectified? Well, we have to come to the position, to the point of saying, this isn't working. It's not working. I'm trying and I can't, you know, I'm finding frustration at every step. It kind of opens up our heart a little bit to be able to be receptive to the message coming from God through his representatives, that, well, I'm glad you're coming to your senses, that you don't... You can see that it's an impossible proposition for you to become God, because the position's already taken, and there's no one can knock him out of that position, although many people have tried. Hiranyakashipu and great demons, they all wanted to kill Vishnu. And so When our heart becomes open a little bit, then we can. Now, that's the difficulty of preaching in a wealthy country like the United States and Europe, is that Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam tayaparita chitasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samado vyavasayinam. So it means, in the minds of those who are too attached to material opulence and sensory enjoyment, the resolute determination for devotional service does not take place. So, because everybody, and I see this, I travel on the train, and I'm surrounded with people for days, and they're just so absorbed in trying to get thrills out of this material nature, that it's very difficult. But in poor countries, like, for example, Russia, they're doing very well because life's difficult in the and Russia. So whenever there's a lot of difficulties, you know, people are open. But when there's so much opulence and intense enjoyment, and it's just like a kid in the candy store, you just like, it's very difficult to inject a little bit of Krishna consciousness into them. So I think you guys know that better than I am, because you're out there more than I am with trying to just do this, get people to understand Krishna consciousness. So anyway, did that answer your question? Thank you. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anybody else? If I may, we've got 3 minutes. This is another very nice passage on how to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Seeing Krishna in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, because now we're in 10th canto here in Chicago. And Prabhupada adds this very nice purport. I'm sure you've run across it before. It's from the first canto, chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations, in regards to Srimad Bhagavatam. No one can learn Srimad Bhagavatam who is associated with persons engaged in sex life. That is the secret of learning Bhagavatam. Nor can one learn Bhagavatam from one who interprets the text by his mundane scholarship. One has to learn Bhagavatam from the representative of Shukadeva Goswami and no one else, if one at all wants to see Lord Sri Krishna in the pages. That is the process. There is no alternative. Sutta Goswami is a bona fide representative of Shukadeva Goswami because he wants to present the message which he received from the great learned Brahmana. Shukadeva Goswami presented Bhagavatam as he heard it from his great father. And so also Sutta Goswami is presenting Bhagavatam as he heard it from Shukadeva Goswami. Simple hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. The word Nivishta means that Sutta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. That is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. This, what I just read? Yeah, first canto, chapter 3. Last verse, 46. 1, 3, 46. Yeah, it's the last verse in chapter 3 of first canto. It's powerful.